FC United caught Ashton United cold with early goals in both halves from Michael Norton and Lee Neville, taking all 3 points with a 2-1 win on Boxing Day at Gig Lane. Norton volleyed home in the third minute after Matthew Wolfenden had chipped onto the bar, but the Robins equalised less than 10 minutes later through Chris Amadi. However, Neville made sure it was a happy Christmas for the Reds by striking the winner 4 minutes into the second half. United had the lion's share of possession throughout the match and should probably have won more comfortably, but the points could easily have gone the other way as Reds goalkeeper James Spencer had to make a superb one-handed point-blank save and Ashton will feel aggrieved to have had a goal curiously disallowed. The Reds were straight out of the block, showing no sign of the excesses of Christmas, and then an attack down the left wing saw Wolfenden draw Terry Smith out of his goal, but his chip cannoned off the crossbar. Fortunately, Norton was following up and the striker managed to volley the rebound into the far corner, making it 1-0.
The first touch for Spencer.
Is he enjoying it, Grumpy? You get to him, don't you?
Very much so. He's really enjoying his time there as Greg Stones down the right-hand side, about 15 yards outside the halfway line. Plays it inside to Nicky Platt. Nicky Platt halfway again. Plays it back to Stott. Stott plays it across to Jones. Jones in the left-back position at the moment. Plays it back to Stott. Stott over the halfway line now. He's got Neville for company. Neville plays a lovely ball through there to Wolfen and brings it down superbly in the penalty. First half shot. Oh, he hit the crossbar. This is a goal, Norton.
Yeah!
Michael Norton with the follow-up there. Lovely football from Leicester United. Yeah. On the left-hand side, Matty Wolfenden took it superbly well. Hit the ball, hit the crossbar, bounced out. Michael Norton with work to do still. Has to get the ball, put over the ball and volley it into the bottom corner. And with around about 3 minutes on the clock, FC United find themselves a goal up.
United were looking to build on their lead as soon as possible and continue to plough forward. However, Ashton broke away after an FC corner was headed clear and a crossfield ball by Mark Pearce to the unmarked Amadi created a goal out of nowhere. The Robins' big left winger picked the ball up just inside the United half and with only midfielder Dean Stott for cover, Amadi powered into the penalty area and prodded a shot into the far corner.
He's definitely not playing in the right back position.
Well, it must feel that they could play it with three at the back, mustn't they, this afternoon? Because Aaron Burns is the one player left forward. We know all about Aaron Burns.
They certainly do. 8 goals in 14 games for United. As the corner comes in, it's headed away. Too easy there for Ashton.
Corner.
And Nicky Platt's going to try and win that ball. And he actually controls it for the seven.
Oh,
opportunity
good ball.
Through the middle of the pitch now is an opportunity for the number
Where's
11.
All the red shirts?
Can they get past FC United? Yes, it's the 11. It's 1-1 with the goalkeeper first time.
What
shot.
A good goal.
Superb goal there.
What a good goal. And that was shocking defending, Swampy. Where were they all? Where were they all?
Well, Chris Amadi ran there from the halfway line and there was two shirts around him, that's all. I mean, FC United had a corner, it hit the near post and it was headed up clear by the number three, Daddy Caldecott, and from that there, one ball was put in through the middle and then straight through, goal. He took it superbly well, but FC United, that was poor defending really, and no one got back in numbers at all, did they?
No.
If the Ashton players were still feeling the effects of their turkey dinners at the beginning of the first half, presumably they were still trying to run off their Christmas pudding at the start of the second, because United caught them cold again. The Robins failed to clear a cross from the left by Stephen Johnson, with the ball being headed back across goal to Neville at the near post. The fullback chested the ball down and slammed it into the far corner.
Johnson with the cross. Headed there by Melling, but not convincingly.
Oh,
and here comes Neville! And he scores! Well, that was a poor defensive header from George Melling, the number five from Ashton. Headed tamely out to Neville, who'd come forward, and Neville, on his own, really just taps it in. And FC United getting a bit of good fortune there, but they've accepted that bit of fortune. And 4 minutes into the second half, FC United starting the second half the way they started the first half. And it's 2-1 now.
We covered it at half-time, actually. If you put a ball into this Ashton defence, they'll just head it out. And then if someone's around to pick up the pieces, like Neville was there, then you'll score. And that's exactly what happened.
And that's exactly what really was there. George Melling really didn't do his job there defensively for the visitors. And now they've got to come back again.